Hello?
Hello?
I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections to make sure we have
How long will this take?
Oh, just a few minutes, ma'am. To make sure we have a representation of all genders, let me ask you, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is your year of birth, please?
1958.
Thank you so very much. Mm-hmm. Let me input that information. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below? 12th grade, right. Okay,
High school diploma.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your race? White, black, African-American?
African-American.
African-American, right? Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and proceed. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Oh, I would definitely vote.
Okay, definitely vote, right? Almost certain or probably?
Yes, almost certain.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
8.
Hey, thank you so very much for that, ma'am. Let's proceed. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, as 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 that your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10 again, please, ma'am. 8, thank
Eight.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for when voting this year? For you, when voting this year, sir. You can select up to 2. Israel-Palestine conflict, immigration, criminal justice reform, police violence, student loans forgiveness, climate change, racism and discrimination, voting rights and democracy, jobs and the economy.
Voting rights and democracy. And one of the first ones you said, what was the first one you said?
Israel-Palestine conflict?
Yes.
Okay. Let me read you just a few more that I'm missing here. Maybe you change your mind too, just for the recording. Jobs and the economy, healthcare, abortion, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence. Would you still stay with those?
Yeah. No, I'll probably add healthcare, take out the Palestine.
Okay. So healthcare. Okay. Healthcare and voting rights and democracy. Thank you. Your opinion is very important. Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. Joe Biden.
Is it 1 to 10?
From 0 to 10, correct, where 0 is very, very cold and unfavorable, 5 is neutral, and 10 is very warm and favorable.
Okay, 7.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. How about Hakeem Jeffries?
I'm not sure. I don't know who that is.
Oh, you never heard of him?
Mm-mm,
okay.
No.
And how about Republicans in Congress?
Neutral.
Neutral? Would you use 5 then?
5. Yes.
Okay, 5. Thank you. And how about Kamala Harris?
8.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress?
7.
7. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Undecided still? Okay. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, third party independent candidate?
Probably Joe Biden.
Okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote into the 2024 election for president? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic Party candidate? Sorry. The Republican candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democratic.
Thank you. Would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Biden.
Okay. Much better under Biden, you would say, right, ma'am?
Right.
Okay. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Or would it make no difference?
How much longer is this survey?
We are at 28%, ma'am. I'm just going to need a few more minutes of your time.
28%? Oh, no. I thought a few minutes, but 28%, we still got 80% to go.
At this point, ma'am, the questions are rather straightforward. To be very honest with you, just in a few more minutes. Let me just rephrase this one. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate